Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today we celebrate the memorial of the Passion of St. John the Baptist, August 29th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. There are moments in the gospel that inspire us with joy, and there are moments that unsettle us. The memorial of the Passion of St. John the Baptist belongs to the second. It is not an easy feast. It confronts us with the cost of discipleship. John the Baptist does not die because he committed a crime, dies because he refused to compromise the truth. His voice, which had echoed through the wilderness calling people to repentance, would not become silent, presence of power. John had publicly declared to King Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Those words were not spoken out of self-righteousness or personal animosity. John was not seeking attention. He was simply faithful to the Word of God. He loved truth more than comfort and loved Herod enough to call him to conversion. Truth spoken in love always has been dangerous. Often imagine courage as something dramatic, a firefighter rushing into a burning building, or a soldier standing firm in battle. Yet spiritual courage is often quieter. It is the willingness to remain faithful when silence would be easier. It is the decision to speak honestly when deception would bring approval. It is the determination to live according to God's commands when the culture suggests they are outdated. John reminds us that holiness is not measured by popularity. Many years ago, a young accountant named Daniel began working for a successful company. During his first year, he discovered that certain financial records were being adjusted to make quarterly profits appear stronger than they actually were. Everyone around him treated it as standard business practice. One afternoon, his supervisor called him into the office. I need you to sign these reports. Daniel quietly reviewed them and knew accurate. His numbers aren't true, he said. The supervisor smiled. You're young. This is simply how business works. Sign them. Daniel hesitated. His wife was expecting their first child. They had a mortgage. Losing his job would be devastating. That evening he sat alone in his parish before the Blessed Sacrament. He did not ask God for success. He asked only for the courage to remain faithful. The next morning, he respectfully refused to sign. Within weeks, he was dismissed. For a month, he struggled to find work. Friends questioned whether he had been foolish. Even members of his family wondered if he should simply have cooperated just for once. Another company hired him, because someone had quietly heard about his integrity. Years afterwards, that company entrusted him with leading an entire division, explaining, "We needed someone whose honesty was beyond question." Daniel later reflected, "Losing a job was painful. Losing my conscience would have been far worse." His story is not as dramatic as John's martyrdom, perhaps, yet it springs from the same source, fidelity to truth. Most of us will never be asked to shed our blood for Christ, but we are all invited into what the saints often call a white martyrdom, the daily dying to self. It happens when we forgive instead of seek revenge. It happens when we refuse to participate in gossip. It happens when we defend someone whose reputation is being unfairly attacked. It happens when we choose honesty over convenience. It happens when we remain faithful to our marriage vows, our priestly promises, or our baptismal commitment, even when no one seems to notice. These hidden acts of fidelity shape the soul. John's imprisonment did not begin on the day he entered Herod's prison. It began much earlier, when he surrendered his entire life to God. The one who has already given everything to God cannot ultimately be threatened by earthly powers. Contemplative spirituality teaches us that truth is not first something we proclaim. It is someone we receive. Jesus tells us, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Before we can speak truth courageously, we must allow truth himself to dwell deeply within us. Silence becomes the place where falsehood is exposed. Prayer becomes the place where fear loses its grip. Christ becomes the place where Christ's own steadfastness slowly becomes our own. John the Baptist lived in the desert long before he stood before Herod. The desert purified his heart of ambition, resentment, and pride. Because he belonged completely to God, he could stand before kings without being intimidated. Perhaps our greatest challenge is not finding the courage to speak, but allowing God to make us inwardly free. Each of our fears comes from our attachment to reputation, security, comfort, or acceptance. These become our treasures. Truth becomes negotiable. When Christ becomes our treasure, fidelity becomes possible. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the eternal truth who came into the world to set us free. Through the witness of St. John the Baptist, teach us to love your truth more than our comfort, our reputation, and your kingdom, more than our own security. Give us hearts that are purified in prayer, strengthened by the Eucharist, and fearless in charity. When we are tempted to compromise, grant us the grace to remain faithful. Like John's, point towards you always, so that others may come to know your saving love. This we ask in your holy name. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to join me here in my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a few verses from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.